Hello, hello. This is a really quick one here. Just wait a second. Hi, guys. Get on in here. Let's see if anyone joins. I know I haven't gone live in a really long time. And this is going to be a very short live. It's not going to be long. Hey, come on in. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Let's see here. I just wanna. Hey, Heather, first to comment. Nice job. Ron, what's up? All right, you guys. I am. Looks like I'm live on Facebook. I hope I'm live on Rumble. I'm over there. Just so you guys know, trying to grow over there. Okay, and I should be on. There we go. Hey, Catherine. Catherine's on YouTube. I hope you're enjoying yourself, Catherine. It's my sister. She's watching. Hello, sister. I have several. I have three sisters and three brothers. So, but my sister's watching me, so it makes me really nervous. Okay, so I just wanted to come on really quick and say hi. Hello, it's been a while. I've done a lot of satire lately and parody, but I haven't done commentary. And the commentary is coming. We're going to be going into an election year. I will be giving commentary starting this fall, but I've been spending a lot of time with my kids, and doing lives is just not, it's difficult. So, with that said, I really quick want to. This is not going to be long, so don't hang in there with me. This is going to be short and sweet. But I want to address Vivek Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy, I think that's how you say it. He just like took second place at this Turning Point conference that they're having right now, right after Trump beating out DeSantis and Scott and Haley and all these other people. And people are like loving this guy, and this is not to like bash him, but there's this check I'm having. He's rising quickly to fame. He pretty much has come out of nowhere, and like that gives me a little bit of pause. Like, okay, wait, oh, wait, like. Who are you? And why does the MAGA base like love him? Like they just love him. They're like, oh my gosh, like make him Trump's VP. Like they're going crazy for him. And I don't know anything about him. And then when I have done some research on him, he's got ties to George Soros and ties to the World Economic Forum, which is like, oh no, I'm not affiliated with that anymore. And that's just it's nothing. And he says everything I want to hear. Like when he talks, I'm like, yes, I totally agree with him. Like, did you hear that? That was fantastic. And when someone says everything you want to hear, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of weird, right? Like everything. And there are policies out there and issues out there that we're going to disagree on, but when someone's saying everything you want to hear, like it just gives me pause. It makes me be like, well, just hold on a second. Like, just let's pump the brakes just a second here. And I mean, even Trump, like I disagree with Trump on issues. Like even Trump will say stuff and I'm like, I completely disagree with that. Oh my gosh, stop. Or DeSantis will say something and I'm like, no, or Scott, or these other players. But when he talks, when Vivek talks, I'm like, yes, like I completely agree with you. And where was he during COVID? Like, that's a big question for me. Like, I want to know where these people stood when the Marxist communist regime came in like a flood and tried to literally shut this country down and take us over and make us succumb to complete and total government overreach. Where were these people and what were they doing? And Vivek was nowhere to be found. And I know he's got ties to like the far, he's like a big pharmaceutical guy. Like where was he on the vax, and did he support the vax, and like who are you? I'm sorry, like you know what I'm saying? Like, and I know that this is coming across like very just sporadic for me, but I started to really think about it. And I'm like, there's just something that's not right. And Obama quickly rose to fame. Do you guys remember that? The guy was a community organizer. Then I like spent like, what was it? One term in the Senate in Chicago, state Senate. And then was a one term senator and then president of the United States. Like, and I think we're living in a time right now where people are itching to hear what they want to hear. Right. And like the Bible talks about this, people will be saying things that we want to hear. And Jesus warned not to be deceived. And I'm not saying like this guy is a big deceiver or that he's a bad dude. Like he could probably be fine. But we have to be very careful when people are saying exactly what we want to hear. And we just immediately jump on a bandwagon. We just immediately are like, yes, yes. And we saw this. I mean, just now at this conference, for the massive wave of support to come out for somebody that we really don't know, that's only been kind of on the stage for under 2 years. We don't know where they stood on COVID. We don't know where he stands on a lot of these issues. He has no governance experience whatsoever. He's never what qualifies him to run the most powerful country in the world? And like asking these questions, I think it's extremely important, and we need to be doing that. And I'm seeing a lot of conservatives just completely like, they're going groupthink on me too. And I don't like it. And I'm not going to be a group thinker. I'm not going to. I'm going to ask questions that are going to upset people. I'm going to say stuff that doesn't go with the flow. And I know that Trump really likes this guy. And a lot of people are like, well, Trump loves him. He's like Trump's guy. Like Trump loves, I don't care. I don't care if he's Trump's guy. You know who was Trump's guy at one point? Fauci, Birx, Pence, Tillerson, Scaramucci, Omarosa. Those were also Trump's people at one time. So just because Trump likes him doesn't make me think, okay, then we should just, yeah. No. So I'm having a pause, and maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe 6 months from now, I'll be like, you know what? Given it some thought, I've totally changed my mind. And I totally love him too. But there's just something there, and maybe give it more time, and maybe not like jump to president. Like maybe, I don't know, grow yourself a little bit, have some battles with a bear and a lion before you decide to take out Goliath. I mean, I think that's important, especially for anybody that wants to go into leadership. You have to be tried and tested, and I don't know who this guy is. So, and also something that gives me a check is he talks about God a lot, right? He talks about God a lot. And he says, you know, like we need to put God back in the center, and talks about God. But when you start to research him, he's Hindu. And is he like, what God is he talking about? Is he, because Hinduism, there's several gods. So what, when you say God, what God are you referring to? Are you referring to the God of the Bible, the Alpha, the Omega, the one who was and is to come, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Like, what God are you talking about? Like, that to me as a Christian is important. Like, that's important to me because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I base everything off of my faith, everything. So how this guy would run something, you know, on whatever, like what he draws from in his faith, like that will impact decisions. And so it's not like, oh, that doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters to me. And it should matter to you if you're a Christian. So I think that these things are important. I think that we need to just be careful about going all in on someone, like, right? And I don't know. I feel like at this point in the game, I've been doing this for so long that I'm not quick to jump on any bandwagon. Like I'm like, okay, what are you going to do? You know, we're in such a insane battle right now, spiritually speaking, that like politicians to me are just like, meh, okay. Yeah. All right. Like, I don't see that really changing the game that much. I do, and I don't. I feel like it's got to be from a spiritual place that we're coming. And we've got to approach this from a spiritual perspective. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? But against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, in the heavenly realms. Like, that's what our real battle is. And so before you hit your, you know, you hit your whatever, what's your hit your wagon? Someone or something, pray on it, right? And just be slow with it. And it's weird to watch all of these people just suddenly like, yay, you know, ah. And I'm like, just what, why? Like, what? Because he's saying what you want to hear. And we've got to be careful with that. Like, because the future, if you believe the Bible and the word of God is true, the Bible talks about somebody quickly rising to power and everybody being like, yay. So don't be slow to like anybody, right? Like, don't be just, no, don't be quick to like anybody. Be slow. Be slow to like people. Be slow. Be skeptical. Question. And really, really dig. You should be like, where were you? We should ask the tough questions. What God are you talking about? Where were you during COVID? Where do you stand on a lot of the government overreach that took place during COVID? What are your ties to Soros? What's that about? What's with the World Economic Forum liking you? Ask these questions and demand answers. And to just be like, it doesn't matter. Trump likes him, so I like him. It doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, and it should matter. So that's what I got to say. That's it. It's a quick message. That's what I'm feeling. I felt like I needed to say it. I know that a lot of the Trump MAGA crowd will be upset with me, but I don't care. Like, I'm not here to please anybody. I'm here to say what I'm thinking. I'm here to say what's on my heart. I'm here to challenge the narrative, to challenge groupthink, and that's what I'm going to do. So that's it. That's all I got. God bless you guys. I hope that you are having a wonderful weekend. I will be doing commentary coming this fall. Not now. I am taking a break, just so you guys know, just a time out from all comedy, all satire, and most social media starting this next week. I do a time where I pretty much get off of it. And I feel like that makes me think more clearly and it helps my creativity. And so it's something I do every year. If you've been following me for a long time, she's doing her little break. It's time. So I'm going to be doing that. And then I hope to come back fully refreshed and ready to speak the truth. And the truth will offend, because the truth offends, right? It just does. But it also liberates and sets people free. So that's what I plan on doing. God bless you guys. I'm thankful for you. Shout out to my Patreon supporters. I'm thankful for you. You guys make this possible. You help with all of my behind the scenes satire and parody, and your support means a ton. So, all right, you guys, we'll talk soon. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye, guys.